Do you remember what church he...
He's what was the founder of Zeppelin Church, what I'm talking about. Mm. And he preached all over Pike County. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he was born in this same area, too?
No, he was born... I've heard him say he was born somewhere in the Carolinas, and they come this way. Now he... tell you about our family. He was a baby of 23.
My goodness. This was just one wife had...
Yeah. And then, but she was married twice, wasn't she?
I can't imagine that.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, she was married twice because... Yes, because some of his brothers went to the Confederate War, two or three of them, and got killed. And his daddy died, and then his mother married again. I've heard him tell it. And they come here in the stave business. In other words, used to he have to hew the staves, you know. And old man Will, he come to, that was my granddaddy's brother. He settled at Linwood, not Linwood, but down below Goshen. Glenwood. That's where he settled. And he's his daddy of the Henderson Black. And they had a brother, he had a boy named Gillis. Mm-hmm. And he had a girl that married his granddaughter that married Anthony, that used to be a banker in Troy, and he moved. He's in Andalusia now. Uh-huh. But Gillis and all them was my granddaddy's nephews, and their daddy was named Will. They called him Boss. Uh-huh. And he was settled there, and he bought that land around Greenwood for $1 an acre and homestead a good bit. He was cutting staves right down Conecuh River, and he got down then further in. That's where he settled and homestead some and bought land for $1 an acre.
Oh, man.
And everybody down in there knowed him as Counting Girl. Mm-hmm. And Grandpa's other brother, the only three that I ever knowed was Noah. He was raised down there at Ebenezer. Mm-hmm. Not raised, but settled there.
Do you know the house in Troy?
I know of them.
One of the married a girl, you know. He works for that Henderson Black and construction.
Well, I imagine that was Gillis' daughter, some of them. I never did know too much about Gillis. My daddy knowed him.
Her maiden name was Jane.
Jane. I believe that was one of Gillis' daughter. Mm-hmm. And Pete Green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was in college, I roomed with her son, mm-hmm. Bill. He's a lawyer in Troy now. Mm-hmm. What about your grandmother? Was she born
right there in that community? She was a cowpupper.
She was a cowpupper. Mm-hmm.